they're pretty balanced. The kid inside is really a good player, and I thought Seth did a good job on him, making it as difficult as possible for him tonight, but he's still a good player inside. And then Heidenwith and Ream on the outside can shoot it. And Heidenwith, I don't know how many he had tonight, 4 or 5, and he shoots it with confidence and he can really shoot it. And then after that, they do get pretty balanced, and they're all long, athletic, good players.
I asked you a couple months ago, I think it was in January, I asked you about Seth Doolittle, and you said, I'll quote you, I love that kid.
I do.
I mean, if you watch him play, what is he, 6 feet?
Probably 6'2".
So we'll give him 6'2". Mm-hmm. He plays like he's 6'6". Mm-hmm. He gets a lot of blocks and a lot of deflections inside. I mean, he works his backside off defensively.
Yeah, and he's got a 6'7 wingspan. He's going to use 6'2", 6'3", with a 6'7 wingspan. He uses it. And then once he gets a little bit older, a little more physical, a little more, you know, filled out, he's going to be okay. And he's starting to learn on the offensive end, that the offensive rebound to go back up and things like that. So he's much improved.
We know about the pedigree, and just you can see the basketball knowledge that Kiefer has. You can also see how difficult it is to be, as you said, a 14-year-old kid, a freshman, playing at this level. How much has he grown in his freshman year, kind of getting thrown to the wolves?
Yeah, I don't know what he ended up having tonight. I don't think he got to
I think 15, he had five.
Five, so he kind of struggled tonight scoring the ball, but the passing was excellent, and he's coming off 3 straight games where he scored 18 or more. So he's starting to get more comfortable, and he's adapted very well, and he's a very good basketball player, and is going to be a very good basketball player. You're not going to have to worry about him. He's just, you know, like I said, he's doing really well this season.
He gets it. I cheated him from a bucket. He had 7.
7. Okay.
So, yeah. Gabe had 11. I know I ask you about Gabe and Kiefer all the time, but what that duo could be, obviously they're not in the same grade, so you got to look a couple of years in the future when Gabe's a senior and Kiefer's a junior. That could be a really good 1-2 punch here in a couple of years down the line.
Yeah, I agree. And I thought tonight, I thought he was kind of in the first half. I thought he was the one that was the aggressor. And once we did get past half court and not turn the ball over, I thought he did a pretty good job of keeping his, you know, shoulder square and going up through contact and getting a couple of tough buckets. And then he got a couple out in transition and ended up having, you know, a pretty decent night.
Yeah.